This is an auditing demonstration by L. Ron Hubbard, given on the 20th of June, 1962. Its title is TV Demo, New Model Session. This tape is 84 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
A little closer up. There we are. Thank you. How are you tonight?
Well, I'm surviving.
All right. Okay. There we go. Tonight, you are going to... I'm going to run you on a new model session. With its thing, and find a heading this process if yours isn't working. And, just that, nothing else.
Good.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, pick up the cans. All right with you if I begin this session now?
Yes.
All right. Here it is. Start of session. Has the session started for you?
Yes, it has.
All right, very good. What goals you'd like set for this session?
Well, I'd like to get my havingness up. I think it's been a little shot lately. And feel more confident as an auditor. Do a real good job as a result of this session with Dorothy tomorrow.
Good. I didn't quite understand the last part of that. What was it, Noel?
Well, I'm about to start nulling Dorothy's goal list. Dorothy brought
it,
and I'd like to feel that I'm in real good shape to do that tomorrow.
All right. Very good. You're on auditing now.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Any other goals?
No, I think that's enough.
All right. Very good. Any goals you'd like to set for life livingness?
Yes, I would like to be a top-notch auditor.
All right.
And in general, to communicate freely and effectively with people.
Right.
To get off the effect point that I've been on since I've been plunged into practical, which seems a little beyond me at times.
Okay. All right. So let me see where your city got this meter here, huh? Got your toe arm sitting here at about 3.25. Not too bad. And, all right. No other goals for life or livingness?
Yes, I want to go home feeling that I've accomplished something here.
All right.
That I'm better able to cope with my life and to influence others when I get back.
All right.
I think that's it.
Okay. Very good. All right. Tell me if it's all right to audit in this room.
Yes, it seems a little strange, but it's all right.
All right. Okay, that's clean. Are you willing to talk to me about your difficulties?
Yes. I rather hate to admit I have any.
All right. All right. Good, that's clean. Now, in the last day, have you done anything you are withholding? Let me check that. In the last day, have you done anything you are withholding? I've got a reaction here.
Well, I flunked TR-4 twice today. I'd rather not admit that.
All right. Okay. All right, I'll check that on the meter. All right. During the last day, have you done anything you are withholding? All right, that's clean. Thank you. Do you have a present time problem? Get any reaction on that.
Okay.
All right. All right, what we're going to do here is check over some of these havingness processes and see where you stand on them. All right?
Good.
A regardless of whether you have one or not. Now, we're going to test the first one. And the first thing I want you to do is give the cans a squeeze. Oh, my, yes. That having this process, that's pretty low. I mean, I only doubt about that much. All right, very good. Here's the first one. Look around here and find something you could have.
That sofa.
Thank you. Look around here and find something you could have.
The fireplace.
Thank you. Look around here and find something you could have.
That door.
Thank you. Look around here and find something you could have.
That picture.
Okay. All right. Squeeze the cans. Well, that's working. Is that the happiness process has been working on you?
No, it's been touch that object, which has been, I thought, very good.
All right. But this one's working.
Okay. I'm not contesting that.
All right. Good enough. Look around here and find something you could have.
The rug.
Thank you. Look around here and find something you could have.
That wall.
Thank you. Look around here and find something you could have.
That secretary.
Thank you. Look around here and find something you could have.
The telephone.
Good. Look around here and find something you could have.
That gooseneck lamp.
Thank you. Look around here and find something you could have.
The ashtray.
Good. Look around here and find something you could have.
The drapery.
Good. Look around here and find something you can have.
The ceiling. I always like ceilings.
All right. Look around here and find something you could have.
The fixture.
Good. Look around here and find something you could have.
That green cover to the couch.
Good. Look around here and find something you could have.
The armchair.
Good. Look around here and find something you could have.
The cover on that door.
Good. Look around here and find something you could have.
The cover to this table.
Good. Now we're going to make another happiness test now. Squeeze the cans. All right. That's very interesting. But that does not sustain its game.
Okay.
All right. So, we're going to test the next one. All right?
All right.
And that is, point out something in this room you could confront, and point out something in this room you'd rather not confront. Here's the first command. Point out something in this room you could confront.
That bag on the sofa.
Very good. Point out something in this room you would rather not confront.
I think the grate to the fireplace.
Okay. Point out something in this room you could confront.
This sign with your name on it.
Okay. Point out something in this room you'd rather not confront.
Perhaps the telephone. There's something a little sinister about a phone.
All right. Thank you. Now let's make another can test here. Squeeze the cans. All right. That's apparently loosening. The needle. You said the process you had been running was point out something.
No, touch that object.
Touch that object. All right. Well, let's push this one a little bit further.
All right.
All right. Point out something in this room you could confront.
That glass door to the secretary.
Thank you. Point out something in this room you'd rather not confront.
Well, the apparatus up there.
Thank you. Point out something in this room you could confront.
The upper part of that wall.
Okay. Point out something in this room you'd rather not confront.
The television screen behind me.
All right. Point out something in this room you could confront.
The cord to this meter.
Good. Point out something in this room you'd rather not confront.
The valve to the radiator.
All right, thank you. Now let's test this again. Squeeze the cans. All right, put your cans up on the table. Just put your hands there. Now lay your cans definitely in your hands. All right. Good. Now squeeze the cans. All right. How were you squeezing them before?
Well, I don't believe I had them held quite as loose as they are now.
All right. Let's check that again. Squeeze the cans. All right. Well, apparently you're not getting an adequate, so you can put them back in your lap.
All right.
All right. Well, we're going to run this a few more commands. Okay?
Okay.
Point out something in this room you could confront.
That door.
Thank you. Point out something in this room you'd rather not confront.
The right side of the mantel.
Good. Point out something in this room you could confront.
The corner of the rug.
Okay. Point out something in this room you'd rather not confront.
The arm to that sofa.
All right, now let's check this can squeeze test again. Put your hands back up on the table. All right. Squeeze the cans. All right, that is increasing it. We're getting an increase.
Okay.
I'll check it again just to be sure. All right, put it back now. Point out something in this room you could confront. All right. Point out something in this room you'd rather not confront.
For the hook on the door.
Good. Point out something in this room you could confront.
The ceiling.
Good. Point out something in this room you'd rather not confront.
One of the boards of the floor.
Okay, thank you. Let's test this again. Put your hands back up on the table. All right, now squeeze the cans. All right. Do it again. Squeeze the cans. Well, we're going to mark that as conditional, okay?
All right.
We're just going to put conditional down, because actually it's apparently, you can put it back in your lap, it's apparently loosening it and tightening it very slightly, but it's not making any wild swings. All right, we don't test four, of course. No point in testing five. All right, here's a good one. Here's a good one. All right, let's look around here and point out effect you could predict.
All right.
Here's the first command. Look around here and point out an effect you could prevent.
Well, I could prevent my purse from falling on the floor.
All right. Look around here and point out an effect you could prevent.
I could prevent that picture from having an effect on me.
Good. Look around here and point out an effect you could prevent.
That chair?
All right. Now put your hands back up on the table there. All right. Squeeze the cans. All right. I get no real increase with that, so we're going to leave that alone at the moment. All right. Now, here is ordinary old point out something. Okay. So here we go, and you can throw the cans around all you wish. All right. Point out something.
The handle to the door.
Thank you. Point out something.
The molding on the wall over there.
Thank you. Point out something.
This part of the curtain that has the bouquet on it.
Thank you. Point out something.
Telephone receiver.
Thank you. Point out something.
The base of that lamp.
Thank you. Point out something.
The cover to this table.
All right. Thank you. Put your cans back up on the table again with your knuckles down. That's right. All right. Now squeeze the cans. There, we've got one, I think. I think we've got one. And it also gave us tonar motion. All right, very good. Put your cans back in your laps and we'll run this a little bit longer, okay?
Yeah.
All right, point out something.
That ashtray.
Thank you. Point out something.
The rug.
Thank you. Point out something.
The sofa.
Thank you. Point out something.
The ceiling.
Thank you. Point out something.
The fixture.
Thank you. Point out something.
The frame to that picture.
Thank you. Point out something.
The ship model on the mantel.
Thank you. Point out something.
That wall.
Thank you. Point out something.
That wall.
Thank you. Point out something.
The shelf up there.
Thank you. All right, now let's take a can squeeze test again. All right, squeeze the cans. Put them back up on the table again. Socket and barrel in your hands. Yeah, that's right. That's right. All right. Just hold them comfortably. All right. Squeeze the cans. All right. That is causing us an open, and it's whipped better, and now it is swinging less. Squeeze the cans again. We get a variation of swing here, but we haven't any marked increase. That was closer to the truth than we have had, because we did get a little tonar motion with it. All right. Put the cans back in your lap. We'll go on to the next one. All right. We're not going to test where is the room object, okay?
All right.
All right. Here's the first command. Where's the table?
There.
Thank you. Where's the bed?
There.
Thank you. Where is the chair?
There.
Thank you. Where is the curtain?
There.
Thank you. Where is the telephone?
There.
Thank you. All right. Put your hands back up on the table again. Now squeeze the cans. All right. Once more, squeeze the cans. All right. That's not too bad. That's not too bad. We're going to go on. We have eight. I'm going to leave that. We're going to go on now. All right. All right. Here we go. You can put your cans back in your lap. Squeeze them from there now. Yeah. All right. We're getting the hang of it. All right. This one is, look around here and find an object you're not in, okay?
All right.
All right. Here we go. Here's the first command. Look around here and find an object you're not in.
I'm not in in that cupboard of the secretary.
Thank you. Look around here and find an object you're not in.
I'm not in that telephone.
Okay. Look around here and find an object you're not in.
In that e-meter, thank God.
All right. Look around here and find an object you're not in.
In that chair.
Okay. Look around here and find an object you're not in.
In that sofa.
Okay. All right. Put your hands back upon the table. All right. Squeeze the cans. All right. That's a fairly decent squeeze. Let's try it again. All right. It could be better. It could be better. You got a cognition out of that, though, didn't you? Huh?
Well,
what was it?
Well, I guess it's that the situation isn't quite as desperate as I thought this afternoon. In other words, I seem to be coming to life again here.
All right. Now, for your information, actually, all of these are doing a little bit of something. None of them are really mucking it up.
Mm.
But I suspect at this time, that we could get a little distance by doing some mid-roots on the subject of having this. Put your hands on your lap.
All right.
We're going to do a little bit of a mid-root prep check just on the subject of having this here, huh? And we're going to say, on having us, all right?
Yes.
All right. So here we go. On having this, have you ever suggested anything? I'll repeat the question. On having this, have you ever suggested anything? There's a tiny halt there.
Well, what I was getting, really, was that my prickler suggested to me what her having this process was. I did a little flip on that. When she came to me, said her having this process was TR-10, so mm-hmm. She suggested that to me.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. All right. On having this, is there anything you have suggested? That seems to be clean.
Okay.
All right. Good enough? Mm-hmm. All right. On having this, is there anything you have suppressed? Yes, what? What is it?
Well, at one time I thought it was possible to clear people on happiness. And I more or less suppressed that.
All right.
You came out with some other modus operandi, you know?
All right. Okay. All right. Let me check that now. On happiness, is there anything you have suppressed? I still got a little hang up here. What is it?
Well, I have perhaps a wistful feeling that I'd like to have everybody's happiness up to the nth degree at all times. It's a kind of a goal of mine. You know, I feel that if everybody's happiness was up, that everything else would fall into place.
All right. Very good. All right, let me check that on the meter. On happiness, is there anything you have suppressed? All right. I'm going to have to read that again. On happiness, is there anything you have suppressed? Yes, I've got a reaction. What was it? There it is.
Well, actually, it antedates any Scientology.
Yes,
I mean, it goes back to childhood, and it seemed that... At a time when I was giving a Punch and Judy show, you know, I mean, that sort of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And I more or less suppressed that, my interest in operating puppets and marionettes, that type of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of jumped back into that period.
All right, thank you. Let me check that on the meter now. On happiness, is there anything you have suppressed? Having a rough time reading this now. It's probably not clear. All right. When was this suppression, when you were a child there?
Well, I was wondering then if it was a half-truth, because I blur with it a time that I gave a puppet show for my son and his friends.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's the two seem to be a little locked together here, the two incidents.
Mm-hmm.
And which is the one? I was a little... disturbed as to which was the one that really concerned happiness.
Mm.
Because I wanted to give those children happiness very much. You see, my son was 3 years old, and I had this party for him, and I put on this show.
Mm.
And I guess it re-stimulated me on my old desire, perhaps, to be kind of a puppeteer, you know?
Mm.
So that's the one that seems to be predominant at the moment. And that was in 1930. Spring of 1930 would be May 22nd, 1930, his third birthday.
All right. Let me try to get some. Little test question here. What about suppressing a puppet? That doesn't make any sense, does it? What about suppressing children?
That would make more sense, probably.
Was there a suppression of children in that earliest one there?
Well, perhaps a sense that I should run a little HC on them so that they wouldn't get out of hand, you know, that they would...
Well, frankly, there isn't any overt there. You say in that first one that you suppressed the desire to, is that?
Yes, there's no overt, really.
Just suppression.
Mm-hmm.
All right, very good. All right, let me check the question. On havingness, is there anything you have suppressed? Yes, it's still alive, and as a matter of fact, as we go into this, this is getting terribly alive.
Oh, but it would go back track quite a bit, you know. Probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
That gives me a little concern. Not too easy to go backtrack.
Does that worry you?
Well, as to just how it could be handled in a very short time, perhaps.
Who's handling it?
You are.
All right.
I'll let you handle it.
Good. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Now let's take a look at this. We got a suppression and we got puppets. We've been getting a sort of a slammy sort of a needle out of this thing. And now I'm trying to make up some kind of an overt that has to do with children or puppets. What can we find here? Children, puppets, havingness? Trying to give children havingness? Trying to prevent children from giving you havingness?
Well, actually, I got a little off the chain. The last few days, I've been preoccupied with a facsimile of a shipwreck, you know, where I have been responsible for the shipwreck, and the ship
yeah.
went down with all hands and so forth. So perhaps I was trying to lead you astray with the... I mean, perhaps my bank was bound to lead you astray on that thing. It could be. But there seems to be an awful lot of happiness bound up with that ship.
Yeah, yeah. All right. All right. I'm not...
It's in a former life.
I'm going to check this out now, and let's see if we haven't freed this up.
All right.
On happiness, is there anything you have suppressed? I don't get a reaction on it.
Okay.
All right. Do you want me to check to make sure?
I don't care.
All right. Unhappiness, is there anything you have suppressed? Uh-oh, I got a reaction.
I always worry if the auditor checks it again. I think, oh, now it won't stay clear. There's a little of that usually.
Oh, well.
A recheck.
All right.
Even with you.
Yeah, all right. This rock slabby needle here, I don't get it back right away. I'm actually not trying to clean it up particularly. On happiness, is there anything you have suppressed? Now, that isn't reacting. That really isn't reacting. Let me get the next one. On happiness, is there anything you have invalidated? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, that's hot. What was it?
Well, I have invalidated my own ability to select the right happiness process for a preclear.
Oh, right. Thank you. All right, let me check that out in a minute. Unhavingness, is there anything you have suppressed? Excuse me. Clean. That's clean. I beg your pardon for sneezing.
Okay.
All right. Unhavingness, is there anything you have invalidated? I asked you the wrong question a moment before. Thank you. Unhavingness, is there anything you have invalidated? I don't get a reaction on that now. I get this needle roughs up on the subject on happiness.
Okay.
All right. Here's the next one. On happiness, is there anything you have failed to reveal? All right. No instant read there. On happiness, is there anything you have been careful of? Yes.
Well, I've been too careful of possessions in this lifetime.
Oh, all right.
I think of them as happiness.
All right. Very good. Let me check that on the meter. On happiness, is there anything you have been careful of? That's clean. That's clean.
Okay.
All right. Anything care to say before we drop off what we've been doing here?
No, it's been interesting, and I feel it's been a little revitalizing for me.
Mm-hmm.
This experience, you know, of you giving me a little water to.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
All right, well, thank you. I've gotten a little TA reaction here, all of a sudden. Let me see something here. Unhappiness, have you told me any half-truths? Yes, I got a reaction.
Well, there is the perhaps the half truth about that former life in the ship, because there have been times when I've kind of flipped to being the lighthouse keeper rather than the captain of the ship. I'm not completely sure of my identity in that instance.
All right, thank you. Let me check that on the meter. On happiness, have you told me a half truth? Yes. What was it?
Well, I was thinking I probably exaggerated this puppeteer thing, making it sound, you know, as if that were my one ambition as a child, to be a puppeteer.
All right. Thank you. On happiness, have you told me a half-truth? That is clean. Thank you. On happiness, have you told me an untruth? That is clean. Thank you. On happiness, have you said on something only to impress me? Unhappiness, have you tried to damage anyone? At Reed's, what was it?
Well, perhaps myself a little bit. Because I did say, you know, that I had trouble. Or that I didn't, that I invalidated myself when it came to finding processes, having his processes for pre-clear. The times I've done that.
All right, thank you. Okay. I'm going to check that now. On havingness, have you tried to damage anyone? I get a little reaction. What was it?
Well, I was just wondering whether you were confining that to this session, you know, or you meant in general. I think that's what occurred to me there.
All right. I'm just using an Endrude, see?
Yes. But I mean, I my attention began to flick to something that wasn't in the session. And
what was it?
Well, I just thought of the time that an auditor had run having this without much intention on me when I was a PC.
All right, good. Let me check that on the meter. On having this, had you tried to damage anyone? I got a faint reaction on that.
Well, then I was thinking maybe I wasn't being quite fair to the auditor. I got a little bit trapped in that, you know.
Oh, all right. All right.
One of these foolish go-arounds.
All right. Let me check that on the meter. On having this, have you tried to damage anyone? I have no reaction. Right. Thank you. Now, I want to ask you one more. Is on having this, have you ever failed to answer a question or command? That's clean. Thank you very much. Oh, we will call that an end of this brief little prep check here. And then let's see. Not of the session.
Oh, I see.
Just this little mid-roods thing. I didn't go into it very deep because there wasn't anything to go into. But what I want to do now is carry on here. One of my favorite havingness processes is not on this old list, so I'm going to use that now. We're going to return to testing havingness processes. All right. All right. Put your hands back up on the table, your knuckles down. Thank you. Squeeze the hands. Thank you. All right. Do that again. Squeeze the hands. Thank you. All right. Now stand those hands up right where they are and let go of them. All right. And I want you to feel the tablecloth. Would you do that, please? Thank you. Feel the arm of your chair. Thank you. Feel your shoulder. Thank you. Feel the other shoulder. Thank you. Feel your right hand. Thank you. Feel your left hand. Thank you. Feel your face. All right. Pick up the cans now. All right. Put them in a similar position on the table with your knuckles down. Thank you. All right, squeeze the cans. Let's do that again. Squeeze the cans. All right, thank you. All right, we're going to run another one. All right, stand the cans back up on the table. All right. Here's the first command. Touch the tablecloth. All right, touch the sign. Thank you. All right. Touch the arm of the chair. Thank you. All right. Touch the other arm of the chair. Thank you. Touch the base of this lamp. Thank you. All right. Touch the sign. Thank you. All right. Pick up the cans. Okay. All right. Put your knuckles on the table and your cans up there. Grasp one firmly. That's fine now. All right. Squeeze the cans. Good heavens. Squeeze the cans. There we are. All right. Squeeze the cans. All right. We're going to get off of that one right now. All right. Put your hands back in the lap. All right. We're going to run a new one, which is look around here. We picked up two, and we had a pretty good effect on it. All right, here we go. Look around here and find something you wouldn't mind being in.
I wouldn't mind being in the space under the bed.
Thank you. Look around here and find something you wouldn't mind being in.
The space under the table.
All right. Look around here and find something you wouldn't mind being in.
The space under this chair.
All right. Look around here and find something you wouldn't mind being in.
In the chair I'm sitting in.
All right. Very good. Look around here and find something you wouldn't mind being in.
I wouldn't mind being in that lower compartment of the cupboard if I were sure I could get out again.
All right. Very good. All right. Put those cans up. Put your knuckles up on the table again. All right. Squeeze the cans. Dear me. Hey, no. We seem to have found something here. All right, put them back in your lap, and we will carry on with this test, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right, that seems to be working like a bomb. Look around here and find something you wouldn't mind being in.
The fireplace.
Thank you. Look around here and find something you wouldn't mind being in.
That corner between the curtain and the molding.
All right. Look around here and find something you wouldn't mind being in.
Well, actually, in the E-meter.
All right. Look around here and find something you wouldn't mind being in.
That bag.
Thank you. Look around here and find something you wouldn't mind being in.
That ashtray.
All right. Put your knuckles back up on the table. All right. That's good. All right. Squeeze the cans. It actually has widened the sweep. Squeeze them again. Widen the sweep. Let's carry on with our check. Okay. You can put them back in your lap. Look around here and find something you wouldn't mind being in.
Well, the light to that light fixture, I mean the shade to the light fixture that is nearest to this body.
Okay. Look around here and find something you wouldn't mind being in.
The space between that shelf and the bed.
Good. Look around here and find something you wouldn't mind being in.
The drawer to that secretary.
Okay. Look around here and find something you wouldn't mind being in.
That electric light bulb.
All right. Look around here and find something you wouldn't mind being in.
That telephone receiver.
Okay. Look around here and find something you wouldn't mind being in.
The ashtray.
Okay. Look around here and find something you wouldn't mind being in.
Your pocket.
Okay. Look around here and find something you wouldn't mind being in.
The grate.
Good. Look around here and find something you wouldn't mind being in.
That chair.
Good. Look around here and find something you wouldn't mind being in.
That sofa curled up in the corner.
Good. Look around here and find something you wouldn't mind being in.
The space under the table.
Good. Look around here and find something you wouldn't mind being in.
This E-meter can.
All right. Okay. Put your hands up on the table again like that. And let's see how we are faring here. Squeeze the cans. All right. There's not much doubt about the thing that has widened the thing. And there's also not much doubt about it that it's not flat. Because it's kicking the needle. You're getting a little tiny tone arm motion here. I'm going to carry on with it. Sorry with you.
All right.
All right. Put your cans back in your lap. Look around here and find something you wouldn't mind being in.
That bag.
Good. Look around here and find something you wouldn't mind being in.
Your watch.
Good. Look around here and find something you wouldn't mind being in.
A space between your tie and your shirt.
Good. Look around here and find something you wouldn't mind being in.
That corner of the room.
Good. Look around here and find something you wouldn't mind being in.
The space that triangular space underneath the sign.
Good. Look around here and find something you wouldn't mind being in.
The space under that grate.
Good. Look around here and find something you wouldn't mind being in.
That space between the bed and the chair.
Good. Look around here and find something you wouldn't mind being in.
This chair.
Good. Look around here and find something you wouldn't mind being in.
Your chair.
Good. Now we're going to make another test of this sign. Mm-hmm. All right. Put your hands up on the table like that as before. All right. Good. Squeeze the cans. All right. Now let's see exactly how you're holding those cans. Get them good and snug down there in your hands. That's a girl. That's a girl. All right. Squeeze the cans. Wow. Squeeze them again. We get a variable squeeze here is what we're getting. Squeeze them again. All right. Less than it was before, so that was the last command. Okay. We got the little jolts out of the needle. You can put those back in your lap. All right. Here we go. Let's go on to the next one here. What did you say the having this process you have been running was?
Touch that.
All right. All right. We're going to run now. Notice that indicated object.
All right.
What aren't you putting into it? Do you know that one? All right, here we go. Notice that table. What aren't you putting into it?
Effort.
Thank you. Notice that sign.
Yes.
What aren't you putting into it?
Interest.
Thank you. Notice this e-meter. What aren't you putting into it?
Milk.
Okay. Notice that ashtray.
Yes.
What aren't you putting into it?
Cigarette stubs.
Thank you. All right, put those cans back up on the table. Knuckle down now. Give them a squeeze. All right, let's do it again. All right, that's doing us no good at all. Put them back in the lap. All right, now we're going to run, look around here and find something you can agree with. Okay?
All right.
Look around here and find something you can agree with.
The cover to that sofa.
Thank you. Look around here and find something you could agree with.
The ceiling.
Good. Look around here and find something you could agree with.
That picture.
Good. Look around here and find something you could agree with.
That mantle.
Good. Look around here and find something you could agree with.
Your coat.
Good. Look around here and find something you could agree with.
You.
All right. Very good. Well, let's squeeze the cans again in the same way. Put them up on the table. All right. Get it up. Now, hold them loosely. All right. Now, squeeze the cans. All right. Well, that's opening it up from where it was anyway. Do it again. Squeeze the cans. That's opening it up from where it was a moment ago. So put them back in your lap and let's try it a little bit more. Look around here and find something you can agree with.
The bulletin.
Thank you. Look around here and find something you can agree with.
That secretary.
Good. Look around here and find something you can agree with.
This expansive floor.
Good. All right. Once more, put those knuckles up on the table. All right. And squeeze the cans. That is opening up the meter. That looks very promising. Put them back and let's try her some more. Look around here and find something you can agree with.
Your watch.
Good. Look around here and find something you can agree with.
Your hair.
Thank you. Look around here and find something you can agree with.
That wall.
Good. Look around here and find something you can agree with.
That door.
Good. Look around here and find something you can agree with.
The rug.
Good. Look around here and find something you can agree with.
That picture.
Good. Look around here and find something you can agree with.
The mantle.
Good. Look around here and find something you can agree with.
The facing to the mantle.
All right. One more time. Let's test this. Put your hands up on the table there. All right. Just relax your hands there. All right. Good. Squeeze the cans. Well, that is very interesting. Squeeze the cans again. Quite a variability of squeeze.
It seems to be easier to snug it down in my right hand than my left hand. Notice this. The crevices don't seem to match. So.
All right. All right, just hold them relaxedly now. Good enough. All right. Squeeze the cans. All right. That actually isn't opening it up any further. All right. You're getting a lot of havingness here, though, because none of these are destructive. The only one that was destructive is that what aren't you putting into it started to tighten everything up. All right, you can put those back in your lap. All right. We're going to try the next one. Let's look around here and find something you could have. Look around here and find something you could withhold, okay?
All right.
Look around here and find something you could have.
The back of that sofa.
Thank you. Look around here and find something you could withhold.
That door.
Good. Look around here and find something you could have.
The mantle.
Good. Look around here and find something you could withhold.
That sign.
Good. Look around here and find something you could have.
The back to the meter.
Good. Look around here and find something you could withhold.
Telephone receiver.
Good. All right, once more, up on the table there, and let's take a good look at this thing. All right. Squeeze the cans. All right. Squeeze the cans. All right. We're off of that one. Okay, that's the end of that. Okay. Now, there's another one here that we have had lately, and I'm going to check that out on you, which is reach.
All right.
Put those back in your lap. All right. And here's the first command. Look around here and find something you could reach.
I could reach that ceiling.
All right. Look around here and find something you could reach.
The rug.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
The bag.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
That door.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
That corner shelf.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
The hearth.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
That baseboard by the door.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
That drapery.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
The cord to the meter.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
The lamp.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
Your pen.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
Your bracelet.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
The ashtray.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
The cover to the table.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
That corner of the floor.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
That recessed portion of the wall.
Very good. All right. Put your knuckles up on the table there. And let's try this now. All right. Squeeze the cans. All right. Wow. That increased it. We got a nicely increased fall here. Once more. Squeeze the cans. All right.
I bumped it.
Yes. All right. Squeeze the cans. All right. That's good. Now we're going to check this further. All right. Put those in your lap. Here's the next command. Look around here and find something you could reach.
The top of the secretary.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
That menacing-looking apparatus over there.
Good. All right. Look around here and find something you could reach.
The cushion to the sofa.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
That sharp edge of the baseboard near the fireplace.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
The green cover on the bed.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
That pipe that goes up to the corner of the wall.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
The meter.
Good. Look around here and find something you could reach.
Your coat.
Good. All right. Now we're going to make another test of this, all right? Put your hands on the table there. Your backs of your hands down. And let's get them... Just hold them fairly relaxedly. All right. Now, squeeze the cans. All right. Once more, squeeze the cans. Let's try her once more. Squeeze the cans. Well, that's quite interesting. That having this process is as good as any of the others. It does not particularly tighten up the thing, but there's certainly a limit to the scope it opens up. So we're going to try a couple of more, huh?
All right.
All right. We've already found one, by the way. Don't think you're getting any lose. Old pre-session 3 here gives you a bit of a spread on the thing. It just doesn't continue to spread. I'm just trying to find a little bit better here.
All right. All right.
Perfectionism.
Okay.
All right. Now we're going, you can put those in your lap, and we're going to run here. Here we go, pre-session 16. And, of course, let's point out something around here that is like something else, okay?
All right.
All right. Point out something around here that is like something else.
Well, that wall is like that wall.
Thank you. Point out something around here that is like something else.
That corner of the hearth is like that corner of the hearth.
Thank you. Point out something around here that is like something else.
That door.
Thank you. Point out something around here that is like something else.
That corner of the secretary and that corner of the secretary.
Thank you. All right, put your hands on the table there. And, all right. Squeeze the cans. All right. Let's check it once more. Squeeze the cans. That is not bad, you know. Put them in your lap. That is not bad. I'm going to have to test this just a little bit further here to make sure, okay?
All right.
All right. Point out something around here that's like something else.
That arm of the sofa and this arm of the sofa.
Thank you. Point out something around here that is like something else.
This can and that can.
Thank you. Point out something around here that is like something else.
Your coat, my coat.
Thank you. Point out something around here that's like something else.
Well, I don't know the exact names of these devices, but the upper device and the lower device.
Thank you. All right. Point out something around here that's like something else.
That glass door and the other glass door.
Okay. Good. Point out something around here that's like something else.
The top shelf and the next to the bottom shelf.
Thank you. Point out something around here that's like something else.
That wall and that wall.
Thank you. Point out something around here that's like something else.
Well, the one shade to the fixture and then the other shade to the fixture.
All right. Point out something around here that's like something else.
This button and this button.
Thank you. Point out something around here that's like something else.
The meter cord and this other black cord.
All right. Point out something around here that's like something else.
The base to the telephone and the base to the lamp.
Okay. Point out something around here that's like something else.
That chair leg and that chair leg.
All right, very good. Now let's test these things again. Put your hands on the table there and hold those hands quite loosely there. All right. Now, squeeze the cans. All right, let's do it again. Squeeze the cans. All right, and that is not for you. Put those back in your lap. You get a tight mess after a little while as that runs. Now, let's see what else we can find here in shopping around. All right, here's pre-session 17. And the first, this, of course, is where isn't that indicated object.
Okay.
Here's the first command of that. By the way, is there any feeling on your part that you're getting loses here?
Oh, no.
Or anything like that? All right.
Sure.
Any feeling like you want to make me look good or anything like that?
No.
All right, very good. All right. Here we go. Where isn't that table?
Well, it isn't in the fireplace.
Thank you. Where isn't that sign?
On the mantel.
Good. Where isn't that ceiling?
On the floor.
Good. Where isn't that fireplace?
Against the window.
Thank you. All right. Now, let's put your hands back up on the table. And once more, give the cans a squeeze. Hey. Squeeze them again. It looks very promising. Calm down. You're actually in order to write, you may very well be fooled kind of having this process on him, because in the first few commands, you always contrive to get a loosening on the thing. I'm looking for one that wobbles the tone arm around. And, I'm looking for one with a can squeeze, you know,
okay.
But I'm keeping my eye on this other because it's rather static. And we'll find some here. All right. Where isn't that e-meter?
Under the bed.
Good. Where isn't that microphone?
Under the table.
Good. Where isn't that ashtray?
In my lap.
Good. Where isn't that sign?
In the fireplace.
All right. Now put your hands back up on the table there again. Good. Squeeze the cans. All right. Once more. Let's squeeze the cans. All right. All right. Well, I'll give them a squeeze. Start a few. Tightens up again. You run a cycle. You run a very interesting cycle. Put them back in your lap. You get a loosening and a tightening. And it's almost always the same cycle. You're hanging right around here on the same thing. All right. I'm going to check the middle roots now. In this session, is there anything you have suppressed? No, that is clean. In this session, is there anything you have invalidated? All right, that's clean. In this session, is there anything you have failed to reveal? Yes, what is it?
Well, occasionally a little concern that people are watching me downstairs. You know, I forget about it, and I feel I'm in session, and then occasionally I think, well, they're interested in what's going on.
Very good. All right, let me check that on the meter. In this session, is there anything you have failed to reveal? Probably red. In this session, is there anything you have failed to reveal? Highly equivocal. Can you think of anything offhand?
No.
Have to be considered as something or other. All right, we're going to leave that. In this session, is there anything you have been careful of? Yeah, what's that?
Well, I think I was a little concerned about my can squeeze, and I realized I was perhaps a little tense to begin with, and I wasn't squeezing it in quite as spontaneous a way as I might.
Oh, okay, very good. All right. Let me check that on the meter. In this session, is there anything you have been careful of? All right. I still got a reaction. What is it?
Well, the main thing is perhaps careful to do the right thing, you know, to make it worthwhile for the people downstairs, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of an exhibit A or something.
All right. Like okay. Very good. In this session, is there anything you have been careful of? I've still got a reaction. What is it?
Well, I think I have I am careful about my auditing at present. I'm a little too careful about it. And that just came up there, you know. In other words, I don't have the confidence I should have, the ease of which you've spoken once we've mastered our tools.
Mm.
And so that's kind of come into this a little bit, some of that little anxiety about being careful, you know.
All right, very good. Let me check that on the meter. In this session, is there anything you have been careful of? And that's not reading, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So here we go. We're going to use the first one we found here, which is pre-session 2, which is conditional. Action, but all right for the moment. Which is simply precession 3. And let's point out something you could confront. And point out something you'd rather not. And I think you're right in the middle of some kind of a heaviness shift. You're doing routine 3?
Yes.
Yeah. I think your heaviness is probably going to shift around on you, or you're shifting. None of these things are bad for you. Point out some things don't do anything for you particularly, and they're not particularly good, they're not particularly bad. But when they're combined with confront, why, it becomes more workable. Okay? All right. Now, we've accomplished our purpose as far as I'm concerned, and I'd like to do the end rudiments now. Okay?
All right.
Here we go. In this session, have you told me any half-truth? That red, what was it?
Well, perhaps what I said about confidence, it wasn't, you know, the whole story, there's more to that than just lack of confidence in my auditing. I mean, there is some lack of know-how, back of the lack of confidence. So in that way, it would be
All right, thank you. Check that on the moving meter. In this session, have you told me any half-truth? There's still a reaction on it. What was it?
Well, I think maybe I was a little bit glib about some of the things that I could confront, you know. I mean, I felt that in a way I could confront them, but I would perhaps rather not on that command.
All right. Very good. Very good. Let me check that out. In this session, have you told me any half-truth? Still got a reaction? What was it?
Well, there's a half-truth when I said I couldn't find happiness processes on my PCs. I mean, sometimes I can, and perhaps I weighted it in the other direction.
All right, thank you. I'll check that on the meter. In this session, have you told me any half-truth? All right, there's still a tiny reaction on this.
Well, in regard to this shipwreck incident, I'm not entirely sure of just what happened. All right. There's a little half-truth for me, too, on that.
All right, thank you. Let me check it on the meter. In this session, have you told me any half-truth? That's an equivocal read. I couldn't tell. In this session, have you told me any half-truth? I got a reaction on it. It's much less now. Let me see if I can't steer you into this a little easier here. Right there. What are you thinking about?
Well, I was thinking that I wasn't really anxious to be in Exhibit A. The way I put it, it sounded as if I wanted to be on display. I don't know. That's the thing I thought of then. My main point was that I wanted to make it easy for you to give your demonstration to the students. I'll do my part on it.
Okay. Very good. All right. Let me check that on the meter again. In this session, have you told me any half-truth? That is clean. Thank you. In this session, have you told me any untruth? All right. That's an equivocal read. In this session, have you told me any untruth? It's probably reading. What was it?
Well, I was thinking of goals there. I'm a little bit foggy as to just what goals I gave you. It's possible there was a partial, not a willful distortion, but It may have been that at the moment, you know, I thought it was a goal, and now perhaps I don't think so. I just have that feeling.
All right. Let me check that on the meter. In this session, have you told me any untruth? All right, that reads. What was it?
Well, Chris, I do get concerned about the idea of my telling you an untruth. And this always comes up in a session, and I get re-stimulated on my mother when she used to say, "Now, dear, are you sure you've told me the whole truth?"
All right.
Creeps into it at this point.
All right. Okay. Let me check that out. In this session, have you told me any untruth? Now, it's pretty hard to read through that. In this session, have you told me any untruth? We're going to pass that by. All right. In this session, is there anything you have failed to reveal? Yes. What was that?
Well, right then, my left hand was quivering. I have had that of late, a little re-stimulation of the left hand quivers, and I didn't mention that to you.
All right. Very good. Very good. In this session, check that on the meter. In this session, is there anything you have failed to reveal? All right. There's perhaps a tiny acceleration there, something else. What might that be?
Well, I have been quite upset over my inability to perform on the course, especially since this practical has been added.
All right. Okay. In this session, is there anything you have failed to reveal? All right, there's a tiny reaction there. What's that you're thinking of right there? What was it?
Well, that I'm, it just goes along with that, that I'm kind of engulfed by stupidity at times of late on the course.
Hmm.
I hadn't mentioned that to you.
All right. Let me check that on the meter now. In this session, is there anything you have failed to reveal? The meter is a little bit rough to read right here. In this session, is there anything you have failed to reveal? That reads, what was it?
Well, I was a little concerned that Tom was taken off as my auditor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that if my roots were out, I share the responsibility of that, you know.
Oh, all right.
And I have felt a little down today because he was taken off auditing. He was canceled as an auditor.
All right. Okay. Let me check that on the meter. In this session, is there anything you have failed to reveal? Yes, that reacts. What is it? What are you thinking of right there?
Well, I don't feel I did as good a job auditing Dorothy today as I should have. And in a way, it was almost as if Tom didn't deserve to audit, I didn't either, you know, that, a little bit of that feeling.
Oh, all right. All right. Now, did that answer the question? Or
something
you failed
to reveal during this session to you, yes.
All right, good. It passed through your mind in this
yes.
session. All right, I'm just being careful.
All right.
I don't want to be canceled, you know.
Okay.
All right. All right. In this session, is there anything you have failed to reveal? All right, there's still a tick left on that. It's freed up there.
That I do have this kind of a lump in midriff, you know, that feels like apprehension, but I know darn well it's my GPM.
Mm-hmm.
I failed to reveal that to you.
All right, very good. Let me check that on the meter. In this session, is there anything you have failed to reveal? All right. There's still a reaction on that, only it's a different one. What's that right there?
Well, I was just thinking I did a very poor job of going through TR4 outside with Vi before the evening TV started.
All right. Okay. Let me check that again. In this session, is there anything you have failed to reveal? All right. We're going to pass that by, okay? In this session, is there anything you have been careful of? Equivocal read. In this session, is there anything you have been careful of? Yes, what is that?
I suppose careful not to dump my whole case in your lap.
Oh. Is that the withhold reading? Okay.
I imagine so.
All right. Very good. Thank you. Thank you. All right. In this session, is there anything you have been careful of? All right. That is not reacting now. All right. In this session, have you said something only to impress me? Equivocal. In this session, have you said something only to impress me? Doesn't read. In this session, have you tried to damage anyone? Check that. In this session, have you tried to damage anyone? Have to check it again. In this session, have you tried to damage anyone? Her reaction.
Well, I suppose by admitting that I was so stupid at present.
All right.
I damaged myself.
Very good.
A little bit.
All right. In this session, have you tried to damage anyone? All right. What may have read or may not have read. What was it that you thought of?
Well, I felt that I was trying not to damage Tom, you know, because in a way I felt I had damaged him a little. So I was trying not to in this session.
All right, very good. Let me check that on the mirror. In this session, have you tried to damage anyone? I don't get a read on that. Okay? In this session, have you deliberately tried to influence the E-meter? Yes, what's that?
Well, I tried to squeeze the cans as I was supposed to.
All right.
There's a little anxiety about the effect on the meter there by my can squeeze.
Good enough. In this session, have you deliberately tried to influence the E-meter? All right, that is clean. In this session, have you failed to answer any question or command I've given you? I have to ask that again. In this session, have you failed to answer any question or command I've given you? I can't read the meter here. I'm getting a constant agitation on the needle here. All right. In this session, have I missed a withhold on you? Her reaction. What was it?
Well, it's just that I don't feel as secure as I should about auditing, that I have less confidence in my auditing. It was false confidence before I came here, you know, and I have to hit bottom. Apparently, I have to scrape the bottom and realize what a dub I really am before I can begin to be an auditor.
All right, thank you. In this session, have I missed a withhold on you? Yes, what was it?
Well, just in general, I don't have the mastery of my tools that I should have.
All right, very good. Now listen carefully to this question. In this session, have I missed a withhold on you?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I have told you these things before.
Yeah. Or have I missed a withhold on you?
Well, yes. You haven't found out what my goal is.
All right. Very good. All right. All right. Now we ask this and check it on the meter. All right. In this session, have I missed a withhold on you? I don't get a reaction. I get an agitated needle on this thing, but that's all. In general. All right. Let me see if I've got this clean now. In this session, have you failed to answer any question or command I've given you? All right. In this session, have you decided anything? What's that? I got to read.
Well, I've decided that you have a vitalizing effect on a preclear. You know, that I feel more alive and more vital and more here. I've been quite dispersed of late. And so I did decide that you could help me to collect myself.
All right, very good. Check that on the meter. In this session, have you decided anything? Yeah, there's still another one. What was it?
Well, to make more of an effort to get my practical work done.
All right, very good. Let me check it on the meter. In this session, have you decided anything? All right. I don't think that's reading, though. Is there anything you care to mention about it? All right. I'm going to call it out one more time, just as devilly. In this session, have you decided anything? Yes, there's a reaction on it.
Well, I've reaffirmed my determination to get clear. There are times when that submerges a little bit, you know, and doesn't seem so possible.
All right.
Now I feel that it is possible, and you're kind of steering me toward it now.
All right, very good. In this session, have you decided anything? All right. Equivocal read. In this session, have you decided anything? There's a read on the end of that. Tiny. What there? What was it?
Well, it's more or less to keep going and not turn aside from my goal. Because I have, as I say, I've felt just a little bit overwhelmed of late. So I'm going to keep going.
Very good. All right. In this session, have you decided anything? Yes, still read on it.
Well, it feels more on like being on the point of deciding something than having actually decided something.
All right, all right, all right.
I mean, in addition to what I've told you.
All right, very good. Let me check this now, very carefully. In this session, have you decided anything? I haven't got a read there. Thank you. All right. All right. In this session, have you thought or done anything I have failed to find out about? No read. Okay. In this session, have you been critical of me? In this session, have you been critical of me? I got a little read on that.
Well, I would say it was quite the reverse.
All right.
As the session has gone along, I've felt much more at home with you, you know.
All right.
Much more relaxed.
Does the question shock you?
Yes, I think it did a little bit. It was, you sprang a surprise there.
Yes, you've never heard it in the end roots before.
No.
I beg your pardon.
Okay.
All right. In this session, have you been critical of me? All right. It reads.
It's in the favorable sense. Criticism can be favorable, you know.
Oh, all right. All right. I'll check it one more time. In this session, have you been critical of me? I got a flick.
Well, there was once in the middle rudiments where you did repeat something after you cleared it, to, you know, and then you pointed it out yourself. But I did notice that you went back to the suppress after you'd gone on to the invalidated.
Yes.
Little rude.
Yes, that's right.
So I wasn't really critical, but I noticed you'd made that mistake.
All
and
right.
Really, it warmed the cockles of my heart to think that Ron could make a mistake like that.
All right. Good enough. All right. In this session, have you been critical of me? All right, that is apparently clean. Okay?
Yes.
All right. In this session, was the room all right? You got a tiny slowdown there.
It seemed a little formidable to start with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the sense that that we aren't exactly alone.
Yes, that's right. All right. Let me check that on the meter now. In this session, was the room all right? I still get a read on that. What was it?
Well, the room seems a little portentous, you know, as if something big is about to occur, which may well be the case, because I do feel that there has been a case change since I've been in the room.
I didn't quite get the front part of that. Look.
I said there seemed to be something portentous about the room,
oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, wow.
And that... There seemed to have been something for portentous, and something was portentous since I have had certainly the beginning of a case change in this room.
All right. Very good. Very good. Let me check that on the meter now. In this session, was the room all right? All right. I get a bit of a reaction on there. What was wrong with the room? There it is.
Well, it didn't seem to be a warmly inviting room when I came into it. You know, Reg led me in kind of on tiptoe and warned me that sounds would sound, you know.
All right.
So I felt just a little tippy-toe about it.
All right. Okay. All right. In this session, was the room all right? All right, that's clean. Thank you very much. All right. Now, have you made any part of your goals for this session?
Sure, I have, although I'm... Oh, yes, the having this goal, I certainly have made that.
All right.
And, yes, I think I will do a better job of auditing Dorothy because some of my assurance has come back.
All right.
There's my hope there.
All right. Okay. Now, have you made any other games in this session you'd care to mention?
Yes, a renewed awareness that it's possible for me to get clear.
All right.
Kind of a rekindled hope, you know. And,
all right.
And then this revitalized feeling I spoke to you about.
Okay.
Which is going on.
All right. All right. Any other games you care to mention?
Okay. Yes, I feel more at home with you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Now, is there anything you care to ask or say before I end this session?
No, except, I was a little curious about my tone arm. Did it finally respond to some...
It was responding between 2.9 and 3.25, and very slight fluctuations and so forth. I take it from this that you were either in the process of having a goals list nulled?
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Well, right now we have been nulling, but we are adding to the list right now.
Well, you're in that process.
Yes, rather an uncomfortable state.
Yes, I took it that this was probably a frozen arm, slightly frozen, on exactly what you were going through on your goals list. And actually, you're being checked on having this halfway through a very powerful process, which is R3.
Yes.
So I took no real attention to it. Just wondered if we could upset it with. And get some motion in it with this. We did. We got a little motion in it here and there. All right. All right. Is it all right with you if I end this session now?
Yes.
All right. Here it is. End of session.
Okay.
Session ended for you?
Yes.
All right. Tell me I'm no longer auditing you.
You are no longer auditing me.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.